My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's gonna be a dogfight. I would love to tell you that on the road to success, everything is gonna work out. It's not. It's gonna be a dogfight. On the road to success, I lost 5 aunts to cancer. It's a dogfight. In the midst of my business, I lost aunts. I had to go to funerals. We had to get on a plane. We had to drive. We had aunts that are close to my age who died, who didn't have insurance. We had to raise money, a dog fight. I had cousins shot in stores, execution style, shot back of the head twice. It's a dog fight. Like, you don't see that on YouTube. You don't see that on my TGI. It's a dog fight. My wife, 3 years ago, 7 lesions found in her brain. It's a dog fight. It hasn't been easy. It's a dog fight. The road hadn't been success. Like, it's just a paved road. And like, each he go this way. It's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no 1,000,000 times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm 1 yes away. I'm young. I'm 1 yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop. This is life. And you can't defeat me. There is not. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough strength to stop this. Contain it for a year, you might. 2 years, you might. You do not have hate. Does not have enough energy to destroy love. You cannot destroy this. It didn't happen to me at 19. It didn't happen to me at 20. It didn't happen to me at 30. It happened to me at 40. After I had been through all the pressure I thought I could go through. Life said, you finished with all the pressure. I said, yeah. I said, let me bring on the heat.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
And then when I went through the pressure and the heat, y'all, I thought it was over. The creator said, now you ready to get cut? You say you wanted to be great, son. You say you wanted to travel the world. You say you wanted to help people, inspire people. Then you gotta be a diamond. You
You gotta stare into the enemy's eyes and let him know that he has met his match, that nothing will be denied the one that won't be denied. You have to make it clear to your opponent that there is no quitting you. You have to make it known to him that no matter what he does, you serve a God greater than him. That there's a power on the inside of you that makes you unstoppable. That you are not scared to get in the ring to fight for what you want in life. The flesh of the warrior is mortal and vulnerable with weaknesses, but the mind and spirit inside the champion is a savage force of undeniable will that's fierce and violent to anything that threatens its ambition. Scarred and wounded, the warrior not deterred. He remains steadfast and unwavering faith to the God that lives within him. Alone he fights, blinded by darkness, but still he moves forward, outflanking every maneuver that hell attempts to conquer him with. He gets bolder and more aggressive with every step he takes toward greatness. Sucker punched by life, knocked down to the mat several times, but he stretches for the ropes to climb out of the mouth of defeat. His emotional jaw broke, exhausted with two black eyes, gasping for air, nothing left in the tank. The enemy sure of victory till he heard him say,
I'm hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken.
I'm hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken.
You feel so lost. You feel alone. You feel ashamed. You're concerned about what people are thinking about you right now. You feel that you have no way out. You feel that you can't go on. This idea that you have of yourself makes you feel that you're not alive anymore. It's like walking the earth with no sense of knowing your truth. The mistakes that you've made in your life, you feel that you can't come back from it. But I'm here to let you know, it's just not your time yet to get to the best level in your life. It's not your time yet to have that success story. Who says that you can't struggle a little bit? Who says that you can't stumble? Do you realize your best stories are the ones that you triumph from? Do you realize that the time that you're falling down and having the ability to get up is the best time to celebrate? Because that's when you know there is something good about you. There's something special about you. There's something unique about you. I'm going to lose some battles, but I'm not done. I'm going to get pushed back a few times, but I'm not done. This is an opportunity for me to get stronger, to get better, to recognize that I do have work to do. Because I am a work in progress. And as long as I'm living, I'm progressing in this world. As long as you're living, you are progressing in this world. So struggle as much as you need to. But keep working through your struggles. Don't have regrets. Because the regrets are only going to make you feel less of who you are. We're not meant to always have a good day. But this is a day to celebrate breathing, to celebrate life, to celebrate another day, to carry on the good fight. And that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We are fighting every day of our lives. So don't feel that you have to feel regret because things are not going the way you want them to go. Sometimes what you want ain't gonna always be what you need. We have to realize that it's just not your season. And we all got a season. We all gonna live. And someday, physically, we're gonna leave here. But while you're alive, just keep living your life. Start understanding that these things that you are dealing with are necessary. Because we have to go through it. Sometimes those things that you're trying to build up, they can crumble right before you. Many opportunities will be given, and many of them will be taken away. Sometimes being different can be very difficult. And that's when you got to dig in a little bit deeper in yourself. That's when you got to open up your eyes and open up your heart and have an open mind that you are unique, that you are special, that you do make a difference, that you are touching somebody's life. So don't be ashamed. Don't have regrets. Just live. Just make life better. Get knocked down, just keep getting up again. Because if your heart is beating, you're not dead. You're alive. You're breathing. You got a little bit more fight in you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
So fight! Don't regret. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Take a chance. Keep taking more chances. When other people are looking down on you, you keep looking up. But look up and look past the negativity. Because the ones that are looking down, they don't realize what you're doing to get back up. While they looking down, focusing on your failures, focusing on your misery, focusing on all of your hardships, they don't realize the fight that you have within you. That you're not gonna quit. You're not gonna give up. You're not gonna regret anything that you have been through. You're going to embrace it. You're gonna suck it up. You're gonna pony up. And you're gonna keep moving forward. You're gonna keep climbing up. And if you slip again, you're gonna get back up again. Because death ain't got no business in your life right now because you're still alive. Death has not showed up yet and knocked on your door and said it's over. Death ain't got no business with you right now. So stop dying inside. Stop being regretful and start being thankful. Be blessed in this life. Be blessed in your journey. Be blessed in the steps that you take. But don't give up. You got this. You need this. You must complete your task. It ain't over yet. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep breathing. Don't quit. Work for it. Earn it every day of your life. Sometimes it's gonna get dark, but you got to find the light. The light is within you. Believe in you when no one else does. Understand that your purpose will be fulfilled. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. But it's coming. And as long as you're alive, you gotta keep going. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. I believe in you. I trust in your abilities. I trust that you're gonna make it. But do you trust it? Do you believe it? Are you gonna stand on it? No more regrets. You're not dead yet. They have not put anything that relates to death on your books. So fight and keep living. Stay strong in your beliefs. Stay strong in your life. If you feel a little bit of emptiness, fill it up. You ain't got time to be having emptiness in your soul. Fill your soul up again. Fill it up. Live it up. Push forward. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, no regrets. Keep it moving and conduct your business.
You've been an underdog in your relationships. If you've been an underdog in the weight room, if you've been an underdog in life, if you've been an underdog financially, I'm talking to that person who grew up without a father. I'm talking to that person who grew up without a mother. I'm talking to that person who didn't grow up with handouts. I'm talking to that person who maybe if you did grow up with a little bit of handouts, but maybe you were misunderstood and you were overlooked and you were undervalued and you were mishandled and misguided.
You got a dream to buy a house. You got a dream for better relationships. You got a dream to win a fight. You got a dream to get your family out of the hood. You got a dream to lose weight. I mean, whatever that dream is, whatever you have, that goal, that improbable feat, once you get it set, once you smell that, once you get a feel for it, a taste of it, and the underdog is an individual who refuses to live in the dark. They refuse to remain in obscurity. They refuse to live in stress and overwhelm and anxiety. They are somebody who is tired. Like when you come to the end of yourself, you got to get tired. Like you have to get tired. Tired. Something inside of you has to snap. You got to get tired of being broke. When you get tired of being coined the loser, being coined not enough, being overlooked and undervalued and underpaid, you got to get tired of that. When you get tired, that's when you win.
The underdog is a person that comes out on the playing field and says, okay, I've been in this place of pain my whole life. I've gone without for so long. This is the day you make up in your mind where I will take the throne. I'm talking to that person that is acquainted with pain. I'm talking to that person that knows what it's like to come from nothing. And so you literally have nothing to lose. And the only thing that's in your hand is a dream. The only thing that's in your head is I have what it takes to get to the top of that hill. Because I am not the wolf on the hill. I am the wolf climbing the hill. I have nothing to lose.
Counted out, overlooked, undervalued, misguided, betrayed. Somebody who has been really dishonored, disrespected. Somebody who has lost everything, who people stop believing in, is a very desperate person. They're climbing a hill. They're trying to achieve a dream. And when you are desperate, you are very dangerous. And a dangerous man or woman is somebody who is a disruptor. They don't play by the rules. They are coming for blood.
Your story is your fuel. When you doubt the underdog, it's like music to his ears. Tell me I'm not good enough. Tell me I'm not strong enough. Tell me I won't finish. There is this intrinsic emotion, this instinct. You have just awakened the lion in me because they said you can't do it. They said you don't have what it takes to make the investments. They said you don't have what it takes to lose the weight. They said you don't have what it takes to hang on to your marriage. Everybody has been counting out. Everybody has been doubted.
The underdog is not a person who doesn't feel pain, doubt, and fear. The underdog is a person that turns that pain, that doubt, that fear into their fuel. If you came from a place where you had nothing, that's everything that you need.
We all have two people. We all have two people. And I'm not saying you're crazy. We have the easy voice. That's that voice that we all love. That's that very comfortable voice. That's that mommy holding you saying, it's going to be okay. Doesn't care how good you are. Just loves you. Just loves you no matter how messed up you are in life. So that's that one voice. This other voice that we walk very far away from is the voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. So we try to get this voice out of our head completely. And we live over here in this land. So what you have to do first is turn up this voice over here. The voice saying things to you that aren't nice. That it's in our head saying, you know what, man? Dude, you're not doing shit. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you gotta go through all of this. So a lot of us know that. I can get over here. But over here, man, this is much better because I gotta go through this journey that is not fun. This from 20 to 100%, this shit in between is not fun. So we decide to live over here. So everybody goes, how do you do that? You know exactly how to do that. You know exactly, it's not a magic trick. There's nothing I talk about that's a magic trick. It's all back down to a very primitive mindset of we just have to do. It's like breathing. Breathing becomes normal. Like we didn't know that we're doing it. That's how you have to live your life.
Some of y'all been worshiped since you was in high school, so you don't really know how to grind. Like you talk grind. Like I love it. Like I go into the weight room and y'all playing like Pac. Y'all playing Biggie, like y'all all in it. Like you like Pop, but you don't have the spirit of Pop. You like love Pop. You like listening to Pop. You like listening to Biggie. You like to talk about the grind, but you don't really know what the grind's like. I know what the grind is like. I was homeless. I ate out of trash cans. Now, go on the internet right now. I'm one of the number one speakers in the world. I started from the bottom. Like you like listening to it and see. Started from the bottom now. Yo, what's your bottom? What is your bottom when you've been worshipped since middle school? You've been tall your whole life, big your whole life. They worship you so much now that you think it's about you. You don't even know what the grind look like. I'm from Detroit, homeless. Mama got pregnant with me at 17 years old, high school dropout. Took me 12 years to get a four-year degree. I'm coming now. It's in view. You finally made it to the big leagues, and now you want to chill? Now you got the big head? Now you can't grind? You here now. You here now. You finally made it. And this is where you break up. This is where you start chilling. This is where you get comfortable. You made it now. You made it now. You in the big leagues now. They watching you now. This is where you make it permanent. Yeah, I saw it. Perfect, perfect. Nope. Practice don't make perfect. Practice make permanent. This permanent, y'all. This is permanent. You can go wherever you want to go from here. It does not take talent. You don't have to be talented, right? You don't have to be gifted. You don't have to be the quickest, the strongest. You don't have to be the most intelligent to get to where I am. That's what you got to do. You just got to grind, though. Your grind, you got to outgrind. So many of you heard me say this. Your father, listen to me, might own a company. Your mama might be a millionaire. You might come from privilege. Your daddy might hook you up with a car. He might know people. He might be able to get you a job. But you will not outwork me. And what you have to decide in your position in the NCAA, you have to make a decision that nobody in this league in your position will outwork you. I will walk away with stuff I never heard before, books I've never read before, audios I've never seen before, going to conferences that I've never gone, hanging out with people that I never hung out with before. This is nothing, God. This is just a dessert. There are those of you with phones, and every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology, and you've not upgraded yourself. Listen to me closely. When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point, the doors start opening, opportunities start happening.
Listen to me very closely. It's our dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it, and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do.
You have an opportunity right now that you'll never have. People say, why you grind so hard, E? I might not be the number one motivational speaker in the world 5 years from now. I gotta get everything I can get right now. Every book I can write. Listen to me, my school is being paid for by the athletic department. I'm hot right now. A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Cause he loves the process. Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process. You just like to put the pads on. You love when it's showtime. Everybody in the crowd, you're like, hey, mom, can you see? You can't even start until you know your people there. Once you see them, you're like, showtime. Day after day after day, grind after grind after grind, airport after airport, driving mile after mile. E.T., aren't you tired? Yes, I might be. I don't know. E.T., aren't you ready to take a break? Yes. I might be, but listen to me, I can't. Why? Because I grind for Jalen. I grind for Jada. I grind for Didi. I grind for my mother. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I grind for Vanessa. I hustle for, so the days I want to hit that alarm clock, I think about my why. I can't quit. My son, $25,000 a year. I can't stop. He counting on me. My daughter, I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me.
Yeah, I might be different, but I am brilliant. Yep, I might be loud, but I am special. We can go from being homeless and high school dropouts to having PhDs, writing books, and becoming the voice of a generation. We can do whatever we believe we can do, and we don't need anybody's permission to do it but ours. I am phenomenal, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am going to do great things, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am. I was created to be great. I was created to do great things. I was created to have great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission. One, two, three.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. I am great. Listen to me, and I don't owe anybody an apology.
You will be a champion. If you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something.
I'm on the other side of this speaker. But even from here, I can see your struggle. I can feel your pain. I know what you're going through, man. Everybody done gave up on you. Everybody's done written you off. All the smart money in Vegas betting against you. That you can't get up off the mat. That you will never overcome this. You've been loyal. You've kept it real. Anytime anybody needed you, you were there. Now you're going through the struggle. You're going through the trial. You're going through the tribulation. And you look up and you say, where is everybody? I know you feel alone. I know you feel bitter. I know you're mad at the world. But the question is, how are you going to respond? I am wounded, but I am not broken. I am by myself, but I am not alone. When I am weak, I know my God is strong. And I will not quit until I prove them all wrong. As the walls close in and the light fades, the dark choir singing in perverted ways. Hell's opera, fire, the death of days. The blood of the Lamb and his righteous ways. I'm not afraid of struggling and fighting alone. I'm not afraid of traversing the dark alone. I'm not afraid to climb that mountain on my own. I'm not afraid to die. I've always been alone. Shh, don't wake the savage. Yes, the struggle is real. And no, life hasn't turned out the way you thought it would. Even when you worked hard and put the time in and did the right things, still things didn't turn out the way you wanted them. That one you thought was a soulmate was just an illusion. That job promotion really wasn't a promotion, it was a jail sentence. I'm just keeping it real. That family that you thought was family never really acted like family. And those friends that you thought had your back are your biggest enemies. Now here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give you 24 hours to mourn. To cry it all out, a pout day. So you do what you need to do for the next 24 hours to get all that stuff out. And then I want you to answer this question. How are you going to respond? I am wounded, but I am not broken. I am by myself, but I am not alone. When I am weak, I know my God is strong. And I will not quit until I prove them all wrong. Kisses of betrayal, the knife cuts. The blood runs red, the shark's lust. Emotional wounds, scars, broken trust. We got different vibrations, can't comprehend us. Romantic violence, flirting, making souls blush. Screams of chaos, gorgeous dreams being crushed. The blood runs red, the shark's lust. They're about to wake that savage inside of us. Shh, don't wake the savage. Now one day down the road, you're gonna have to forgive these people that hurt you. But what I want you to do right now is to anchor this feeling, to channel all these emotions that you have on the inside, that betrayal, that anger, that bitterness. I want you to channel it. Now what the devil meant for harm, God will make good. See, there's a hidden energy, a hidden power, a secret locked in each and every trial and tribulation. And if you dig down and can find it, you can use it to go to that next level. Now you can anchor this energy, the anger, the bitter, the frustration that's in this situation. You can anchor that with all your senses in such a way that you can tap back into it and use it whenever you want. Channel all of that energy, that focus into your thing. Forgive, but never forget how this feels. So when you overcome, when you come up out of this, when you get back on top, and you start wanting to get complacent, when you start wanting to take off days and start making shortcuts, remember how you feel right now. Go back into this moment so that you never lose what you're about to come back and see. See, before this situation, you were good. But to be great, to be unstoppable, to be invincible, you need to go through this. You need to learn the lessons in this moment. Seize this moment and capture every ounce of knowledge, wisdom, and power that resides in this situation. And what the devil meant for harm, God will make good.
Wounded, but not broken. In a coma, but not dead.
Shh, awake the savage.
This is Dr. Billy Owls Brooks, and I am
blessed and unstoppable.
Impact 1 billion people.
Motivational on. Welcome to the Louvre. And to God be the glory.
Every day, life is gonna test the edges of your resolve. And at some point or another, there will be an all-out war on all fronts to destroy your God-given destiny. Now the enemy will attack your dreams, your relationships, your finances, your health, everything that you love and find sacred. Like a lion, he will be coming for it all. The sun will set and the dark will be ushered in. Voices in the sky will begin to harmonize, and the choir of destruction will begin to sing their songs of fear and doubt with the intent of raping and murdering the greatness on the inside of you. The symphony of darkness will stir those closest to you to betray your trust at the most critical times of your life. The ambassadors of darkness hoping that you will tap out, that you will quit, that you will give up on all that is dear to you. Your enemy will slash, cut, and stab you emotionally, attempt to weigh you down mentally, relentlessly using every weapon at their disposal. Because the truth is, the enemy fears your future. When you get knocked down to the mat, warrior, you gotta go inside and find that voice and scream,
I'm hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken. Wounded but not broken.
I'm hurt, scarred. You'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken. Wounded but not broken.
Everybody wants a piece of the pie. Okay, everybody wants a piece of the pie. In any facet of life, in every arena you walk in, there's pie. And the thing is that that pie doesn't get any bigger. The pie never gets any bigger. It's the disciplined, desperate, dangerous mentality of an individual that says, I'm gonna push whoever I gotta push out of my way to get my piece of the pie. Those are the people that get the pie. Because the pie doesn't get any bigger and the pie does not pursue you. You have to go after it. So whatever it is that you're going after, whatever it is you feel as though you've been destined to do, are you willing to push whoever, whatever, out of your way to get your piece of the pie? So if you're listening to me right now, and there's anything in your life that is defeating you, if there's anything in your life that seems like an improbable feat, you gotta smell blood. Once you get that scent like a hound dog, you get that scent, you see what is possible, you see what you are capable of. In the face of adversity, in the face of challenges, in the face of everybody that says you are not enough, you're not tall enough, you're not big enough, you're not wide enough, you're not fast enough, it's in that very moment that the dreams gotta get bigger than the disappointment, than the fear, than the anxiety, than the stress, than the overwhelm. It's gotta get bigger, the dream. Once that dream gets bigger and you get a scent for that dream, you start to smell that dream, there's nothing on planet Earth that can stop you. You become armed and dangerous. You are the most dangerous individual on planet Earth.
And so an underdog is just somebody who refused to live in the setback. It is a person who rebels against your reality. Your reality of me is that I'm not enough. Your reality of me is that I'm not qualified. Your reality of me is that I'm not quick enough. I'm not fast enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not linear enough. This is your reality. My reality of me is that all I have is all I need. I'm coming after everything you said I couldn't have. If you're gonna come back from the setback, the number one thing you have to do is make up your mind that you are no longer going to live in the pain of the past. Pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. And when we talk about this underdog mentality, the underdog is just a man or a woman who has made up their mind They are no longer going to live in their setbacks. They are no longer going to live in your reality. Your reality of me says I'm not enough. Your reality of me says I can't do this. Your reality of me says you won't finish today. My reality says all I have is all I need. I'm not living in my setback any longer. I'm moving forward. When we talk about a dog mentality, the dog scrambles, the dog barks, the dog runs after whatever it wants. When a dog is hungry, move out of his way, because it's coming for blood. And the reason why you don't have what you want is because you are not hungry enough. You are going to have to push, 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 push. 9 times out of 10, the underdog always comes out with the win because the underdog was more hungry. The wolf that is on the hill is never as hungry as the wolf that is climbing the hill. The underdog is still trying to prove himself. The underdog is still trying to tell the world, I can do this.
And the underdog is an individual who refuses to live in the dark.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.